Okay, we are on Chav Hey Amud Aleph, and we are Amr Ula, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th wide line from the top of the wide lines. 9th wide line from the top of the wide lines. Amr Ula. Hakal Maidin Balashal in Yatumma, the Galihu Eitu Sharetz. Okay, let me explain. Two things are given, and one thing is a machloikas. The halacha is that tumma, in order to be metame a person, cannot touch a person in beis hasarim by touch. There's other ways a person can become tumma in beis hasarim, but we're not going to get involved in. Beis hasarim is a place that's not normally revealed, and that's called the beis hasarim. It is not belua. There's three madregas. There's revealed. There is totally closed up, like the internal part of a body. You can't get to unless something happens. And then there is beis hasarim, which is in the in-between. In the mouth is considered a beis hasarim. In the other areas, there are some other areas in the body that the Gemara indeed that talks about being a beis hasarim. So beis hasarim is the middle group. Now, in that, there's three things that can happen. Number one is, what if a person gets touched b'tumma b'beis hasarim? Tumma b'lua is not metame. If a person were to take a ring that's tumas meis, and without touching it, he swallows it, right, and it touches his stomach, he doesn't become tame. Tumma b'lua is not metame. Tumma on the outside is metame. How about beis hasarim? So that we learn out that it is metame, that if a sheretz touches a person, dead sheretz. And by the way, sheretz does not mean a bug. Sheretz is eight creatures that are eight shmein shratzim, that they are metame when they die. I know some of them, I don't know all of them. Akbar, whatever an akbar is, it can be either a rat or a mouse, I'm not sure. A lizard, a frog, there's eight of them. A dead sheretz can be metame a person by touch. Now, even if that touch happens, the beis hasarim. We also know that when it comes to going to tefillah, to go to a mikvah, a tamei, he does not have to have the water reach the beis hasarim. We know that as well. The question becomes, if there's hazah done, and the hazah hits him, the beis hasarim, is that called that the hazah was good, or does the hazah have to hit him on the outside of his body? That is going to be the machlokes that we're going to be discussing over here. So let's do it inside. Amr Ula. Hakol Maidim Beloshen, the Inyan Tumba, the Galahu Eitzer Sheretz. Everybody agrees that the tongue is considered Galahu. I'm sorry, I said a Beis HaStarim, if you touch is Matami, it's not true. A Beis HaStarim is not Matami by touch. It has to be on the outside. Tongue is considered outside vis-a-vis tuma. My timer, Ashiyiga by Amarachmana, Vahai Nami by Nagiyu. In the definition of revealed by tuma, the Torah says that the sheretz touches any part that the Torah that can be touched outside of the body is Matame Benagiyah. So a tongue does come outside of the body. So therefore, if the sheretz would touch a person in the tongue, he would be metame. If he touches him in his teeth, he would not be metame, because that's beis hasarim. And again, I made a mistake. Again, tuma of the touch does not metame be beis hasarim. But the question is, where does the tongue fit in? Is it considered beis hasarim for tuma, or is it considered revealed? So we look at the pasuk, and the pasuk describes that the sheretz touched, right? It says the lashon of ashayigabai. Yigabai means anything that can be touched outside the body. And that includes a tongue which can come outside the body and be touched. And you don't need the whole limb to be touched. Any part of the limb can be touched. Part of the tongue can come out. Let's read Rashi. Zot Rashi l'inyan tuma. The Kaimala Maga Beis HaStarim ain't a metame. Touching in a hidden place is not metame. Pinavkalam Mesechtas Nida, Mikal Yigabai Hazav. Now, it's an interesting lashon there. The pasuk says, Kal Ashi Yigabai Hazav, V'yodav V'yishatav B'mayim. He didn't wash his hands in water. Now, since when does washing hands do anything for a Zav? A Zav has to go to the mikvah. He can wash his hands all day. He doesn't become tar. So what does that pasuk mean if the Zav touches it and he didn't wash his hands in water? So Dr. Drashi, Hashatav tar? If he would wash his hands, he'd be tar? Bitmiya? Question mark. Hatvila boy? Doesn't need to go to the mikvah? Ella, so we dash in the pasuk like this. Kol ha-she-yiga b'hazav b'davar shu goloi, k'yadav. Kol ha-she-yiga b'hazav, not v'yadav l'shatav b'mayim. Kol ha-she-yiga b'hazav v'yadav. Anything that the zav touches that's similar to a hand. And hazav l'shatav adayin, kol guva b'mayim. And l'shatav b'mayim means his body didn't go into water. So like kava mizaygoi, b'chibes b'gadav. So we learn now from there that the zav has to touch something that's similar to a hand. That's that pasuk. This the tongue can be touched like a hand. Takes out his sticks out his tongue, and you can touch it when it's out of the body. Now. That everybody agrees to. And the inyan tvila ketamim dami. However, when it comes to going to the mikvah, a tongue is considered tamun, and it does not have to be accessed by water. Why? Yosef, my time of harachas besorei b'mayim, amarachmana, ma besorei mavroi, avkol miavroi. Now over here, these are explanations. We say a tongue is like a hand because you can put it outside. But a tongue is not like basar because it's not outside. Now, what's the difference, yadav and basaroi? They're both external. Does a tongue meet that or it doesn't meet that? Why do you say that it meets yadav and it doesn't meet basaroi? What's the difference? So Rashi explains, because by tumah, the tumah does not have to touch a whole limb. It can touch part of it. By tefila, the whole limb has to be immersed in the mikvah. And since some of the tongue is not does not come out, so therefore it is not like basar, because some of it is not accessible by the water, because outside, some of it does not come out. By tumah, I don't need it all to come out. As long as some of it can come out, it can be mekabel tumah, because for kabbalah's tumah, I don't need a whole limb. Any part of a limb that a sheretz touches, everything becomes tamei. By tefillah, a person cannot just tefillah with one finger and then another finger and then a third finger. His whole body has to be immersed in water at one time. So if the tongue would have to be immersed in water, it would have to be the whole tongue. And that's impossible. That's internal. It's not external. It's possible, but it's external. It's internal. So since the Torah wants it to be external, tongue does not meet the qualification of external for tefillah. It meets the qualification for external for tumah, but it doesn't meet it for tefillah. Because for tumah I don't need a hole, and for tefillah I need a hole. Rashi is going to speak this out. We'll see it right now. Dr. Rashi, Ketamim Dami, Vein Tzarech Bi Esmayim B'Teich HaPeh. I've called Mavroi, V'Loi Siyach Nesmayim B'Teich HaPeh. You don't have to put water into your mouth. Now, this is a very key part of Rashi. You can't stick out your whole tongue. And we never find tefillah for part of something. Rashi is trying to answer a question. A moment ago, we said a tongue is like a hand. And now we're saying a tongue is not like flesh. What's the difference? Why is a tongue like a hand for Kabbalah's Tumah, and it's not like flesh for Tara? It's the same thing. It's the same half a tongue that comes out. The Trashi is a big difference. Like Tumah, I only have to have part come out, because part of the limb is Mekabel Tumah. By Tefillah, I need the whole thing to be there. And since the Torah says the whole, it has to be external, the whole thing can't be external, so it's excluded from water having to hit it. So therefore, a person can go to the mikvah and keep his mouth closed. And even though the part of the tongue that does come out is not touched by water, still he becomes tar, because the Torah wants limbs that are totally external. Because by Trila, you need total, and by Tumah, any part of it. I hope I'm explaining myself well enough.
So anything that's inside the vow...
We're going to get to that.
Is that Nogea?
Yeah, it is Nogea, and we'll see why later. We haven't finished the Sugya yet. We have just begun. To quote John Paul Jones.
We have just begun to fight.
I'm just testing the history knowledge of Eilam here.
Can I add to that, Rabbi? Carpenters. The carpenters did do a perfectly awful song called "The Holy Just." It was not about a naval battle. It was about the
Empire. Okay, right there. Don't think of my right there. We're trying to figure out for Hazar if the Hazar touched his tongue. Rebbe Medamalo Lutumma. Rebbe says, just like by Tumma, the tongue is called outside. So for Hazar, the tongue is called outside. Rabbana Medamalo Lutrila. And Rabbana says, since by Mikvah, going into a Mikvah, the tongue is considered internal, so for Hazar, it's also called internal. But Havaya Baikra Kamiblagi, and they're both arguing in the how to translate the following pasuk. Now, it says in the pasuk, I'm going to read the pasuk because you need the whole pasuk here to see what happens here. V'hiza ator ala tamei, v'chitoi, right? V'yayim ashri, v'chibas v'godav, v'rachas v'mayim v'toyer. So if you notice, the Torah says hazav, then it says chitoi, which is, it becomes tahor, right? And Chibas Begadav is Betar. He goes to put the clothing into the mikvah, and he Barachas Amayim, he goes to the mikvah, and it's Tahar. Now, let's read it inside. Rebbe Saver, he's the Atar ala Tomei Bayoyim Ashishni or Bayoyim Ashri, V'chitoi. Rebbe says, it says ala Tomei V'chitoi. The chitoy hits the place that makes you tamei. When you read the pasuk, you don't understand it that way. It says the tar should sprinkle on the tamei and cleanse him through hazar. Now, Rebbe loses the juxtaposition of the words tamei v'chitoy to say that the hazar has to come to a place, that could be metamei. So, since the tongue is a place if the sheret touches, he becomes tamei. So therefore, the Hazar can touch that and make him tar as well. The juxtaposition of the word Tamei V'chitoi, they're right next to each other. V'hiza Atar al Tamei V'chitoi. Now, when you read it, there's a break. But Rebbe says, the words are next to each other. Tell me, Chitoi can go on any part that's susceptible to the touch of a Sheretz. Rabbanan, sorry, be the next in the pasuk. V'chita b'yayim mashi v'chibas v'kodah v'rochas v'mayim. It compares chitoi to rachat mamayim, which is tvila. And therefore, they say just like by tvila, what the tongue is considered internal because the whole tongue can't come out. So for Azar, it's also considered internal. Frakti Gemara, Rabbanan nami didmin latuma. Why don't Rabbanan do Rebbe's drasha? Chayre, there is a juxtaposition of tamei v'chitoi. Because Tara Mitara Havilela Melev. Logically, it makes sense to compare Hazar to Tvila. They're both acts of purification. Rather than compare Hazar to Tumah, which is the opposite. But Rebbe Nami Nidmila Tvila. So why does Rebbe compare it to Tumah? Why doesn't he compare it to Tvila? Because Vechibas Vigadav Hifstaginyan. Because the clothing is thrown into here. If it would have said Vechita Bayay Mashiva Rachas Vamayim, then Rebbe would have agreed that we compared Hazar to Tvila. But since the Torah throws the clothing in, Torah breaks up Tvila from Hazar, and therefore we don't compare it to each other. Rashi. It's called Hekesh. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Rabbi Darash al Atami v'chitoy, chitoy amokum tumma ha v'chitoy. Chitoy in the place of tumma is considered a good way of purifying. Rabbanu Sarei Chita Vechibas Begad of Rochas. Veino Chitu Sheipol Amokam Aroy Lechita Dainu Tchila. You need the Hazah to fall in a place where you do where Tchila would work, where Tchila is necessary. Tara Mitara. Hazah Mitzvila. Frankly, Gemara. Saber Rabbi Linyan Tchila Ketamandami. Is Rabbi saying that when it comes to Tchila, the tongue is considered tamun, and by the way, nobody seems to argue on that. We're asking because the story happened by Rabbi. There was a story by the Shivcha based Rabbi. Shetavla, the Alta, she went to the mikveh and came out. And she found a bone stuck in between her teeth. And Rebbe needed her to have another tefillah. What do you mean? The water doesn't have to access the inside of the mouth. Rebbe said it doesn't have to access the tongue, doesn't have to access the teeth. So why did he need another tefillah? It wasn't a chatzitza between the water and the teeth. The water doesn't have to go into the teeth. That's the Gemara's kasha.
Oh, someone asked that.
And I told him to wait for the Gemara, right? There's someone who asked that I told him to wait for the Gemara. And for the Gemara. Nehi debiyas mayim l'tzarech lebinan, mokum haroi love mayim b'minan. Because it says in the Pasuk that Rashi doesn't bring the sukkim, but one of the Mefarshim, I forgot who, explains that over here there's two psukim. It says tzarei, which is mashman, has to be all external. And on the other hand, it says kol. And kol is marba, something. So we're stuck. A ribui seems to say more than basarai. It's kol basarai. Could have said it's basarai. It's kol basarai. But then the Torah did limit it by saying basarai. So the compromise we reach is a rule in Shas that sometimes we don't need something to happen, but we need the ability for it to happen. We don't need water to touch the tongue and the mouth and the teeth. But we need that if the water were there, there wouldn't be anything blocking the water. That is a rule that is written in Masechtas Menachos, and from there it's quoted throughout Shas. The Mishnah says, you bring a mincha and you don't mix the oil with the flour, it's kosher. Yet, the Mishnah says that if a person donates flour, how much flour can he bring in one keli with one lug of oil? He can bring only 60 isarins. Usually a mincha is one. If a guy wants to bring two, he can bring two. He can bring up to 60. If he says 61, he has to bring them in two separate vessels with an extra lug of oil. And the Gemara says, why? Because it's not mixable. In fact, the Gemara, you just said you don't have to mix it. If you don't have to mix it, why do I care if it's mixable or not? So the Gemara says this rule that's quoted across Shas. It doesn't have to be mixed, but it has to be mixable. This is what we're borrowing here. Kol tells us more than Besarai. Besarai limits it to something that's completely external. So what do we compromise? Water does not have to get into your mouth and touch your tongue or your teeth, but it has to be able to had the mouth been open. And if there's a chatzitza in the teeth, therefore it does not work. That's the halacha. Let's read it inside. And for the Gemara, Nehi, the Bias, Mayim Lebainan, I don't need water to touch it, but Mokum Aroy Lebainan, Mayim. I do need a place where the water can access, not blocked by teeth, by something foreign. Now, if I close my lips, that's not called blocked by something foreign. Because Rabbi Zerah, I'm Rabbi Zerah, called Aroy Lebainan, any mincha that's mixable, a bila my kevasvay, I don't have to mix it. But if it's not mixable, then it is makiv Rashi. Look, Rashi. Metzicha Rabbi Tila Acharis Mishum Chatzitza. Alma Boi Midas Vayim Tachapah. You need the water to come into your mouth. Can't bring a mincha of 61 Yisarim to Kliyecha. The Kimlul Rabbanon, the Rabbanon Noob. They don't mix well equally disperse the oil. Who cares if we can't mix? We learn if you don't mix it, it's kosher. If it's fit to be mixed, you don't have to mix it. You need to be able to mix it. Over here also, the water has to be able to access it, and therefore women who go to, again, it's only the gay women by needed today, because men don't tivel from tumma. They do tivel the mikvah for carry if they want to, but that's not the same severity. It's not with the halachas of katzita. And therefore, they have to clean their teeth well, a woman, before she goes to the mikvah, because of this halacha.
Maisa with the shifta? Is it the tumma that she tivled, or?
What?
The maisa with the shifta.
Tumma. Okay. Yeah, remember, in those days, they kept tumma tara. So they went to the mikvah. Any person who was tummy went to the mikvah like a woman goes to the mikvah today, with all the katzitas and all the chafitas and everything that was necessary.
So she was Jewish?
Shifcha Kanana says all the halachas of a Jewish woman. Yeah, exactly like a Jewish woman, besides like a woman. Yes?
The Rebbe was not a
kohen. No, but he kept a matara. In those days, even Yisraelim ate al saras hakodesh.
That's the next question. I don't recall any worse things in the
I didn't see that, not that way, so I don't know. But even if you don't want to learn that way, so she was typing for needless. I mean, there's a million reasons. She like, has to keep Taras HaMishpacha. Shifcha Kananis has to keep Taras HaMishpacha. And we don't know why the Shifcha went to the mikvah. Yeah, she could have given birth. She could have done it for Taras HaMishpacha. She could have done it for Tumma. We'll let everybody speculate themselves.
The other thing, the tongue, even the base, which means that if you open your mouth,
right, exactly. But that's not called revealed. It's not busser. It's not outside the body.
No. Is there a claw, like when we say this claw? Like, is there conditions? I mean, I can make a whole thing that I'm not doing. I wanted to do a mitzvah, like I did it. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, like, when do you say
so? If you want to take a look, Tysus has a little bit of it to you in Colorado, Labila. I'll let you learn that Tysus on your own when you have spare time. Instead of writing the test, you can learn the Tysus Colorado, Labila. And he goes through a little bit. Here, Tysus says, why do we do it over here? The Tysus says, because of the steer of Kol and Basara. So therefore, to compromise with the Psukim.
I mean, always there's a problem.
Not necessarily. Tysus says, oh, my God. Yes.
We just hit the last circle. This rule that something was ready for action.
Sometimes yes, sometimes not. It's not always. It's not. See, that's not the fact here. No, this is not kolaymit lizur kizarik dami kolaymit. This is a different halacha. This is a halacha that you don't need it done. You need it to be able to be done. You're saying halacha that when it's ready to do it, we consider it like it's done. It's a different thing. We don't consider like the mixture was done.
But you just cited
oil and
flour.
No, again. Oil and the flour is not that we consider it mixed. There's no halacha that says it's considered like it's mixed. It's saying you don't need it to be mixed. Sometimes if Shimon holds, if it's ready for Zrika, we view it like the Zrika happened already. That means you need the Zrika, and you can't get away without it. But we consider it done a step earlier.
I understand.
Yes. So, to give my advice, Ketanoim. So, Machloikis Tanoim, where the Sirus of Bayim, Sirus of the testicles, is considered a Mumsha Begali. The Pasuk says, I'm going to need help from our scroll in English words here. Umoch, V'chasus, V'nasuk, V'karas. These are four things that can happen to either or both, the veyim or the gid, which is the testicles or the male organ. Now, can I have translations?
Squashed.
Cut. No, custis is. One at a time, I can't.
I can't do it either.
Yes, Dr. Harris.
Squashed, crushed, torn, or severed.
Okay. So, kulam bebeyim, divir and behuda. They all refer to things that happen to a person's veyim. If this happened to the gid, it would not make him a balmum. Zok the Gemara, Ela Bekulam Af Bebeim, Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda meant to say it could either happen to the Gid, or it could happen to the Beim, which is, again, squashed, crushed, torn, or severed. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakovim, Rekulam Begid only. It does not affect Beim because that's not Goloi. And Rabbi Yaisi, Mok, because it's Af Bebeim. Crushed and squashed and crushed is considered more visible. Nasig v'karas, which is severed or what?
Torn.
Begid and bebeim. So you have three tanoim who have an argument. Is sirus of beim considered galui? One says yes, one says no, and one says depends how the sirus happened. Rashi. Kitanoi sirus the beim yavim mum galui. Bebeim v'loy begid begid vade galuhu. Begid is for sure galui. The Vade Minker, it's recognizable. Begid v'loy bebeim, the Vade mum tamenhu v'loy mum galimhu. Again, I don't think they're arguing Matzias whether it's recognizable or not. I think they're arguing whether the recognition is considered enough of a recognition. Mog v'kas es abebeim, the Minker tre, it's more recognizable. Karas means karusin achutin shabeim talu behem, the veins or the sinews that the testicles are suspended from bekisam, but ma'urim b'mitzvahs, there's still a little bit attached, right, in the tukum legami, they're not totally severed. Nasik b'yad legami, v'adayin kluim bekis. However, externally, they're still in that kiss, in that pouch. Nasik ha'betremi karas, gamidim b'menachas, v'havi naisik ha'chakari shechayev. It's talking about the issur of castrating an animal, and it says, if you kairis and then naisik, you chayev twice. Al-menasik ha'betremi karas. Okay, now, because this is the Perik of Kinyanim, we now move on to the next level of Kinyanim. Now, the Mepharshim speak out that this Mishnah, these did not happen haphazardly, but they follow a Seder. The most important acquisition a man has is his wife. That's Isha. That's why the first thing we talked about is how a woman is acquired and how a person, I don't want to use the word gets rid, but gets his wife out from him. That's what we learned in Kedushin and how you get. Then we talked about the next thing, which is an Eved Ivri. The Yid is your servant. It's more important than the other things we're going to talk about. So therefore, he was second. How you kind an Eved Ivri? How do you free an Eved Ivri? Then we moved to Eved Kanani, because that's the next acquisition that's important. It's a human. Therefore, he goes first. Now, we move from Medaber, from humans, to Chai, to animals. And from animals, we will move to fields and then Metalplin. As we go down the myla of the acquisition, the level of acquisition. So now we move on to animals. We're finished with human beings. We did Isha, we did Eved Ivri, which and Amavriya, we did Eved Kanani, which included Chifra Kananis. There was no difference. And now we move on to Behemoth. They are, but they're in a higher level. They're high.
They're
higher than a table.
No, but are they higher than land?
Yes, because they're high. Land is not high. Land is an inanimate object. Could have tremeach. Again, we're medama, that's great and wonderful. But at level, one is alive and one is not alive. It's a fact. I know people talk to their flowers, to their plants, but they don't answer back. Either the animal, but the animal at least walks.
Yelide
Bias is an Eved Kanani. He's born as an Eved Kanani.
So there's no, it's already kind of from the mother.
He's born as yours.
He doesn't have to do any act of
acquisition. No, he does not have to do any act of acquisition. He owns him the minute he's born. Behemagasa, okay, let me explain. There's a lot of kinyanim. And I'll be honest, the Torah wants you to be kaina in the normal way that people are kaina. Now, that does not allow for us to make up our own kinyanim. That's a big makloikus rishainim. When we make up our own kinyanim, is it biblical or rabbinic? That's called a stumta, where people make up, not one person, but society makes up a means of transaction. Does that have biblical validity or rabbinic validity? That's a machlokes rishayim. I'm not getting involved in that now. The Torah talks about multiple types of kinyanim that apply to metaltalin. An animal is a type of metaltalin, but might need more of a kinyan than a box of tissues. So there is a kinyan called hagbah that you pick up. I can pick up this box of tissues and be kinyan. Then there are things that are too heavy to pick up. Can't expect me to pick them up. They're heavy. So then the Torah allows for one of two kinyanim. And the question of Rishayim is, which is the better one? Which is the worst one? Machlokes Rishayim. So I'm not going to get involved in that. I'm going to try to steer clear of that. One is called Meshicha. When the guy who's selling it to me says to me, you can have it. And I go and I pull it. And that doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah. It has to be in a place where my walking it shows ownership. And that is either in a joint owned yard or in a stumta, which is a side street where you get the rights to pull things as yours. And the other way is called Mesira, where the owner hands you the reins or tells you, Machlokes Rishayim, does he have to hand you physically the reins, or can he tell you, take the reins? Now that works in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Machlokes Rishayim, whether it works in Rosh Hashanah Yachid or not, but I'm not going to get involved in it. So we're going to be talking about these different kinyanim, which ones work and which ones don't work. The rule of thumb is that you use the best kinyan you can make. If you're talking about Hakbah, Mesira and Meshicha, you use the best kinyan you can make. You try to use the best one. The question is it limited to the best one, or you can have others? Now, everybody agrees that a box of tissues have to be picked up. You can't do Meshicha on a box of tissues, because nobody pulls one box of tissues. You don't do that. You pick it up. So therefore, everybody agrees we can do Hakbah. Meshicha and Mesira don't work. The Machlokes says, well, you can't do Hakbah. You need Mesira? Is Meshicha enough? That's going to be a Machlokes. You learn like Rashi. Rashi Shita is Mesira is the better kinyan. And that only can help if there's an owner that sells it to you. If it's Hefker, you can't have Mesira. Nobody's handing it to you. So therefore, there you need Meshicha.
Mesira is just the reins of the... It
can be any part of the animal that he can hold on to. Rein, saddle, something that shows that he has now transferred ownership. But Mesira happens with a can't, meaning like this. You can't do Mesira in a Hefker because nobody's handing it to you. You need an owner to hand it to you, or Machlokes Rishayim Balloon, like you have to hand it to you. The act of transfer of the reins is the act of kinyan.
So you can do a Mesira with a saddle?
Yeah, any part that shows that I'm taking over, correct.
What did you do? You just... Don't touch it?
No, you pull it. You hold it. It's attached to the animal, and you hold it. It's like reins. Zog the Gemara, Mishnah. Behema Gasa niknas b'Mesira. The Behema Gasa is acquired through Mesira. Sakrashi. Niknas b'Mesira. Baleha maestrinaita l'lekayach. The owner gives it over to the buyer. Ba'afser. The saddle, or the halter. What is a halter? That's the word?
I think it's associated with bridle. Frankly, I'm not sure.
I thought I heard the word halter once when I learned Oxford. I think art school used the word halter. You know, the fact that I don't know what it means, I just don't know what it means.
Well, better than
Tostino. A basara or its hair. Kedetanya leel ketzim and mesira. We had that on Kol Beizim and Beiz. Have a meshicha loy mikni. It's the saddle?
It's the part of the bridle which goes over the nose and the back of the neck to its bridle.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What?
Our school uses the word reins.
On Abster?
So reins is attached.
Zero.
Right. Have a meshicha loy mikni. But for the guy to pull the animal without Mesira, the Ein Darka Bekach L'Licha Lufanov. That's not the way people exercise ownership. Mesira is a better kinyan, and that's the way to be kinder when Mesira is possible. That's what the first Tana of this Mishnah says. A behemagatha. Behemagatha means cattle. As opposed to behemadaka, which is sheep and goats. So behemagatha is nicknamed by Mesira. Meshicha is not enough. Vadaka bhagva. A small animal, sheep, you have to pick up. Dr. Rashi, again, because your mayor considers them pick upable. And therefore, he holds you need hakva. If you're a mayor, you're a blesser. You don't have to pick up the sheep or the goat. You can pull it, and that's good enough. They don't consider it pick upable, that you have to be able to pick it up. They hold you can do a meshicha. Now, everybody agrees, the Mishnayim speak out, that a chicken or something like that, you would have to do hakvah. Because that, everybody agrees, is pick upable. You have things that you know you can't pick up, and that's behemagasas. And you have things that you know you could pick up, and that's like birds, cats, puppies. Right? And then you have things that are in the middle, like sheep. The mayor considers them pick upable, and Rabbanan say it's too heavy to be pick upable.
Now, if I would, let's say I have an animal and I put a fence around it, does that help?
Chazer?
Chazaka or something?
No, there's no chazaka of an animal. There's chazer. If it's in my courtyard, I can be kind of a chazer. I can be kind of a agav. There are different ways to be kind of. But we're saying the way to be kind of in physical doing something to the animal is either hagbah, masir, or meshicha.
I mean, there's other. This is just.
Kesef does not work.
Star
does not work. Chazaka doesn't work. They are limited to land, not to metal.
So there are other ways, but
we're going through. We're liking. So the Rishonim speak out. We're speaking out ways that only apply to metal. Well, chutzner really only applies to metaltlin, because you can't buy a land with chutzner, because the land is the chutzner.
You buy these things with
agav, yeah. Chalipin, yes. But they work for land also. Yes, doctor.
I am completely confused as to what we're talking about with chutzners. Are we talking about someone putting up a fence around their own yard, which belongs to them? Or someone who sees
sheep. Makes no difference. If it becomes your chutzner, not every chutzner can be kaina. But if it becomes your chutzner that you can be kaina, then the animal in it can become yours by the owner saying, be kaina b'chutzner.
So if you saw a sheep out in the middle of the road, or just a rabbi, and he put a fence on it.
No, because you don't own that. Okay, you don't own that. That's owned by the street. What?
You can kind of be kind of after in their chutzner?
Yeah.
How do you release? If you mock her, do you have to take it out of your chutzner?
No, you don't want the chutzner to be kaina.
Okay,
that's why we say to be mafkaret before you do it, because I'm sorry, you be kind and then be mafkaret so somebody else can do it. Correct?
A divorce
document. What?
A divorce document.
Yeah, but that you don't have to be. Okay, that might be there. Yeah, similar. Somebody just called me this week. He has a robin in his front yard, and he wanted to know whether he's kind of, because it's not a chalat mishtameris. No fence around his front yard. Does he have to be kind of it, be mafker it afterwards, or is it automatically hefker? Because it's not an achatzim shtameris. But once it's his, it doesn't have to be an achatzim shtameris. If I leave my bike on my front lawn, it's still my bike, even though the shvarts are walking down the street might decide it's not my bike. But meanwhile, it's my bike. I might not be able to acquire something when it's not mishtameris, but once I acquired it, it doesn't become not mine because I left it out in the. You have to leave it in the street. It's still mine. My item remains my item, unless I'm after it or somebody steals it.
You have to make
a mice and hefker on those robins. You have to be after the robins. By the way, you don't. It's no major thing. You just say I'm after them.
You have to be in front of
Adam. You know, you have a chance to be after one person, three people.
Was it okay
for
the
Rabban
thing?
The Rabban, he wants the Shluch HaKein.
On a non-kosher bird?
There's a Shiloh for Rabban's and Kashat's Machloikas. We don't eat robins, but on the other hand, some say robins are kosher. Yeah, you know, you're talking to the wrong guy. I don't know. That's what I've been told. The robins is a shiloh of discussion.
The can that lands on my roof or something and makes a nest there, is that considered a samaritan?
Yes, because your roof is not so accessible to people. Yes, you are kind of. Lands in your windowsill. Sometimes people have nests in their windowsill. Right, so they should be mocked. So what happens is they're mafkered, then they're kainit and send the mother away, and then they're mafkered again so somebody else can do it. There's a guy in New York that the shluchah came for you, and he takes you out to where that totally nobody owns those birds. They're not in anybody's yard, never were in anybody's yard, and he takes you out there, and he lets you do the mitzvah shluchah, okay? And then he charges you about $1,000. That's what he charges. About 15 years ago, I did it. He charged me $500 as a discount. He said he usually charges more, but since I'm a rub, he'll do it for $500.
Yeah, okay, it's a kikari. It's not a car. You already know where it is.
That doesn't mean, it's kikari, totally. It's hefker. He took me. I was scared. I was petrified. On the third level of these upper trains, and he climbed even further up than that. You know, the trains in New York, the elevated trains. Took me all the way up, and then above that, he goes around during the week and finds these nests. And then people pay money, and he takes them there. And that's
$500?
At that point, it was $500. I think now it's much more.
People want to, their nests. They put nests in the screws in my front yard.
Again, but it's in your yard, so some people don't like it. The problem is the mile is you don't make a bracha on shluch again. So worst case scenario, you weren't yaitzeh shluch again. But it's not like you did. You made a bracha with atala. There is no bracha on shluch again. I did it.
It's a lot of money.
Yes.
Who?
Really early.
So does Hananya Goldbaum. Hananya Goldbaum has a nest also. Robins. He has robins. Robins is a Suffolk kosher, Suffolk kosher. What?
My neighbor has two. One of them that one.
I just have cats.
Okay. It's worth us coming to Shir,
Okay, talking about Mike the Darish Rav, the Kumchinya. Rav Darshan in the city of Kumchinya. The Hemagasa nicknames the Meshicha. Not like the Mishnah that said Mesira. He said Meshicha. Achichinu Shmuel Tamidah the Rav. Shmuel finds the Tamidah of Rav. And he said, Amalu, Biyamar Rav, the Hemagasa nicknames the Meshicha. But not the Mesira Tanan. Our Mishnah said Mesira. The Rav, not even Mesira Avar. By the way, Rav used to say Mesira all the time. Did he change his mind? That's what Shmuel asked. He heard that Rav said Bemsicha, he meets Tamidim and Rav, he said, I don't get it. The Mishnah says Bemsira, Rav always said Bemsira, now all of a sudden he says Bemsicha? Zakhti Gemara Udama Kaitana. Tzemach Loikas. Tanya Bechachamim Maimim Zuba Zub Niklas Bemsicha. And therefore Rav was going in that Tana. And Rav holds like that Tana. And therefore, he said Meshicha, meaning he learned the Mishnah B'Mesira. He always quoted the Mishnah B'Mesira. But then he found the Tana that the Chacham said B'Mesicha, so he switched to Meshicha, and then he holds it to Meshicha. Rashi, Manan Tanam B'Mesira, V'Rav Nabi B'Mesira, Lomar, Hoy Rav Loimer, Hodebe, Bitmiya, Adacha Shmuel Kamala, this is what Shmuel said. Zubazu Hadaka V'Agasa, V'Yitana Srila L'Rav. Rav Shimon Aymer, Zubazu B'Hagba. Rav Shimon says you have to pick up both the Behemah Daka and the Behemah Gasa. Maskevah Rav Yosef Matapil Rav Shimon B'Mayikna. How you kind an elephant? You have to pick up an elephant? How do you pick up an elephant? Amalei Abaye B'Chalipin. You're right. An elephant cannot be acquired through Hakvah because you won't be able to do it. And this Tana says that Meshich and Mesira don't work. So you have to do different kinyanim, which is chalipin. Inami b'seichers mekaymai. Rent the place and be kinda either ba'agav or b'chatzir to machlekes. Rashi, Zuba Zuba Akbar, Velebim Shir, Velebim Shicha. The Meyit, Shiev Shalak Mirai. That is what Abai answered. Rabsei Ramar, maybe Abba Kalim, bring four Kalim, Menichan Tagas Raglov, and put it under the feet of the elephant, and therefore the elephant is in your Kalim. So your Kaina, your Kalim is like your Chatzar. Dr. Gemara, that's a shayla. Can my kalim be kind in somebody else's chutzner? If I put my kalim down, you want to sell me something. So I go put my dish and my box down that belongs to me. You put something in it on your yard. So machlekes, can kalim shalikeach be kind of a smicher? If you tell me you can put the feet of the elephant into the kalim, that means you're telling me my kalim can be kind of your chutzner. Some of me not kalim from the kalim, but just my kind of lekeach. Zug to Gemara, two answers. How come my skin and besimta? It's a side street. And in a side street, my kalim can be kind of. Or, inami bechavoy loizimiris, which is the machlekes Rashi entices. Rashi says you pile up twigs. Three tvachim high. You lead the animal, the elephant, on top of those twigs. So you made him go up 3 tefachim above the ground. And therefore, you're kind of...
It's different than renting?
The different terrors.
In other words, do I have to rent this property?
Not according to Reb Zera. It's not like this. Abaye said you can rent the property. Reb Zera gives you different answers.
In other words, I don't have to rent the property according to...
Correct.
But I have to have the permission of the...
Well, you're buying it.
And the first one, number says renting.
Also, you're buying
literally
it.
You have to rent it.
Well, what else?
In other words, can you borrow it? Can
you say, that's a shayla. You make a kinyan on it as a rental. Or as a, you can you borrow land? Well, how you could. You'd have to make a kinyan on that as well. Verbal would not work.
How do you make a kinyan on borrowing?
Chesu shtar chazaka. Same way. Rashi.
Asachazak means he's really writing a star out?
He writes a star that he's renting it or lending it.
I'm more fascinated. How do you get the feet of the peel on the next to it? That's before it, right?
Yeah, it's a big deal. You're not putting him into a small cup. It's an elephant growing out loud. You're bringing some big Kaylee.
Wait a minute. You're putting it on the stand on, or which part of the keli is lifting it up on the?
No, you're not lifting it on the keli. You're putting the feet into the keli.
Into the keli.
He brought it in. I didn't say a word. I mean, he.
It says, so what purpose is that?
We mean it's your kalim.
It was on top of the keli.
It's not in the keli.
I thought
you were doing it like making it higher. Rashi, maybe a bar kalim, the kanalim kalim. Shemami na pukti ba. It's a corner. It's not a rishus harabim. It's not a rishus hayachid. Inami meskachas lahagboy. It's a pill. It's a new hagboy. The chavila is myris. Hagboyim and arach loyshet tvachim. Umaleyu aleyim. You bring up the animal on top of them. That is Rashi Shita. Taisa says you put food, like put some food on vines high up, and the elephant jumps a tefach, and you made it do hagbah, so you're kleina. The jumping elephant.
Because the whole elephant
jumps
front
up,
and back legs need to be off
a tefach.
A tefach. Oh. You can't just. Like,
no,
a
no,
ramp
no,
won't
no,
be
no,
enough.
No,
it has to be the whole...
According to Rashi, you can make something that's 3 tefachim high and take him on top of that.
But the whole elephant needs to be on top of that.
Correct.
So how builds Zverus, if I put a can upside down, or a bucket upside down and have the animal stand on it...
Be the same thing.
I'm sorry?
Be the same thing, according to this answer. That's not, again, it's one answer, it's another answer. You can't mix the two answers. You're right. Habila Zverus doesn't have to be vines. It's just easier to get the animal to climb up in that.
So I put the bucket upside down or right side up, and either the animal walks into the bucket.
But
or
that
the
has
top.
To be besimta, and that does not have to be besimta.
No, I'm saying,
with
everybody have a one day.